You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is Alex. This is The Football Hour. And this is the part of the show when I can really let my feelings be known for my love for certain players or when a certain player scores an amazing goal. And you know what, football friends? Oh, it makes me feel a real tingle inside. Oh, yes. I said it. I think it's often hard for men to open up about their feelings, isn't it? Come on, we know, we'll admit it. But if you ask a man to talk about his love for one of his favourite players or when a team scores a goal, we turn into William Shakespeare, Keats, E.E. Cummings or Phil Jones talking about Chris Smalling. The words rush out of us like nothing else in life. I've said it before and I will say it again. Football holds the key to our emotions. So the other day, I was minding my own business, scrolling through Twitter, then bang, crash, goal! It was none other than Mr. Sergio Aguero, who was breaking Man City's goal-scoring record. Something weird happened. The radio flicked on, and then... oh, it's something weird. It was so weird, I can't explain what happened other than the fact that Al Green's song came on the radio and this is what it said.
If I were you, I'd write a letter. I'll tell the world just how I feel.
Oh, that's such a good idea, Al Green. Maybe I should write a letter to Sergio Aguero. Not just any letter. I'm going to write a love letter to Sergio Aguero about how absolutely incredible he is. Oh yes, we all know he is truly incredible. So, this letter is addressed to Mr. S. Aguero. I couldn't get the amount of O's on the envelope. Etihad Stadium, Mankland, M11, 3FF, England. This is Footballers' Love Letters. I really hope you enjoy it, Sergio. You ready? Okay, here we go. Dear Sergio, for me, it was love at first strike. Ever since you joined the Blues from Atletico Madrid, I have been smitten. This hasn't just been an infatuation for me. This has been the whole package. Well, it's hard to admit, but I get butterflies when I watch you play. I just want to take you on a date, you know, a cheeky Nando's or a film. Maybe, Sergio, we could just sit at home, relax on the sofa and watch all of your 179 Man City goals on YouTube. I don't mind. It's up to you, Nando's or YouTube. I'm easy. When people are in love, like I am with you, Sergio, you have, obviously, heartache as well as positivity and love. You broke your ribs in that car crash the other month. And we broke our hearts. I'm talking about me and other Man City fans around the world. I'm not really a Man City fan, I'm a fan of you. The Blues fans were broken. Broken-hearted because they were scared. They were scared you would be crocked for ages. But somehow, like magic, you were back in a flash. Moving on. We don't want to linger on the broken ribs. Moving on. On to the record. Big love and congrats. You've become Man City's record goal scorer. I think that is a truly fantastic feat. It's a club who have had some great players in its history, but you are now their highest ever goal scorer. The one goal that obviously sticks in my head and my heart is the obvious one. The reason why Sete fans adore you more than any other. The famous, the historic Balotelli Aguero moment. And as Martin Tyler said, we will never see anything like it again. You are a Man United heartbreaker. I don't think they like you too much, Sergio, but the City fans do. All I can say is, Sergio, thanks for the memories. I'm not even a Man City fan, but I'm a fan of you. One of the best ever foreign players Britain has ever seen. That's it. Yours faithfully, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour. That letter's going to be posted tomorrow morning with a stamp on. The stamp of the Queen, but it should be the King. King Sergio Aguero, I hope you enjoyed your footballer love letters. I've been Alex Mearns. This has been The Football Hour.